Hi everyone, C-Main here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he has to say. Hi C-Main, a while back when Argentina won the World Cup, defeating the African team of France, it drove a few Indians and white hippie feminists I was watching the game with crazy. They were hating on the winners because they were white and wanted a black team to win. Funny how they support France, who doesn't even play with its own people, just gets immigrants from Africa instead. These white hippie girls show up and smash with absolute garbage in India. Even a five-pointer Indian girl wouldn't give a second look at these guys who smash with these white hippies. I talked to one and she gave me an agitated, unwelcoming response, while I saw her interacting nicely with a local lowlife who actually probably smashed her. A friend in Canada told me that a lot of Muslims there were drug suppliers to white girls and used them for sex. The friend himself is a married man but hires sugar babies thanks to his overpaid IT job. Perverts galore in the land of the Maple Leaf Soy Boys. World War III seems to be the only way left to stop all this madness. Unquotes. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation, and I never thought that one of the reasons that many of the white ladies I've seen over here with Indian guys might have something to do with them being their suppliers. My mind is blown, just like those dealers blow their load on those hoes. A lot of the Pakistani, Indian, Sri Lankan, and Bangladeshi guys around here while I was growing up had some of the highest IQs and best grades in my math classes. They were great at math. Yet outside of school, most of my interactions with people from that background involve scammy things. Why the hell is that? I go to a store or gas station and often they walk up to me when I'm filling my gas tank. And I'm a captive audience and they're trying to sell me another credit card. Or they call me on the phone through some telemarketing company. So I wouldn't be surprised that their latest scheme is exploiting the white Canadian hippie girl's fathers because he's the one actually producing that wealth and really paying for the illicit substances that Rebecca is buying from Raj. It's a common thing to happen for women to get involved with the person providing them the substance they crave. And I'm not talking about what comes out of his chubby custard launcher. It's probably the closest to love that a woman will get when it comes to a man. Clearly she loves what he can do for her, supplying her what she's addicted to. And addictions are irrational, so it makes sense that it would feel like love to a woman. As for people cheering on France and their immigrant football dream team, people are stupid, and they cheer for the team and not the players. It's like when the Edmonton Oilers were the best hockey team with Wayne Gretzky in the 80s. Toronto fans were cheering for the Leafs, but what they should have been cheering for was Edmonton, because Gretzky and Paul Coffey were from Southern Ontario. People don't care about where their players come from, they just care about which flag they fly under. It's a fake form of national pride in France when compared to the other countries out there. Looks to me like the best pure European team was from Croatia this year. Although the people in Argentina, 60% of them are of Italian descent. And Italy is clearly known to be good at soccer. So the question should be, is a team made up of a lineage of its players as the most important thing? Or is the more important thing which flag they play under? I guess for the majority of people out there, the flag is more important than the players. Anyways, I've got more stories about drugs and women in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com. And use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to women getting together with men that are their dealers' clown world show. Just in time for this video request, in the comment section under one of my other videos, I read another message where I learned that I'd saved another man's life. More importantly, he's going to save his three children from their crazy mother. Let me read the story first from the user called Got Bikes, and I quote, 4.5 years ago, I found Sandman. I was broke, suicidal, at the brink of losing everything. Eventually, I did lose everything. Fast forward to the present, I've been celibate the entire time. Promoted 4 times in 2022 at my company. Opened my own gym, too. Went from earning less than $30,000 a year to $83,000 and still climbing. Set to buy my first home by August 2023. Regained full custody of my 3 children, and I'm in the best shape of my life at 50. My ex, on the other hand, has remained unemployed. Her boyfriend is an unsuccessful drug dealer. They can't even cover his measly rent. and she ballooned from 140 to well over 200 pounds. I'm happy to see MGTOW alive and kicking, and I hope that many men wake up to the truth about female nature. Keep spreading the gospel, unquote. It's messages like that that make me feel I'm really making a huge difference for people with what I do. And sometimes that's enough of a reward on its own. Maybe the ex-wife of God Bikes is losing custody because of a drug problem, because she's unable to provide proper living arrangements for her kids. God Bikes, or GB for short, really lucked out, because with his old tiny $30,000 income when he got divorced, that means the odds of paying child support were almost next to nothing. But since he's got his own business, there's a good chance he could actually keep the profits in his corporation and declare a tiny personal income, and the courts wouldn't be able to touch the funds from that business. That's what I'd be doing. If you're listening to this, GB, just be careful that she doesn't find out how much you're making, or she might be able to adjust your payments higher. That's what I would be afraid of. But isn't it incredible what a man can accomplish when he doesn't have a monkey on his back nagging him to go faster and faster, and then all he does is end up going slower? They literally suck the life out of you so that you can make their life somewhat tolerable. I'm glad you've got your life in order and that things are looking up and now the sky's the limit. My only word of advice is not to get too complacent and take too many big risks that you can't manage. It's crazy when you can make such quick progress when you're single and you don't have a woman in your life that at some point you actually start to believe that every business idea will be a success because you've had so much success because the broads aren't being around. I'm also glad you're able to get your kids back from the ex and the failed drug dealer. How bad must you be at selling illicit substances to fail at it? Don't they just sell themselves, and once you get a handful of clients, won't they just refer you to their friends and acquaintances for hookups? I don't really know if the guy's failure is actually real and can be confirmed. Maybe your wife is just saying that so you actually feel sorry for her and send money for the children. But then again, it's probably a real thing, especially if you're now getting custody of those kids. The thing about celibacy, or more likely sexual chastity, is that it's all about increasing productivity and building up civilization. That's the reason people were covered up 100 to 200 years ago and didn't show off their figures and bodies. Why there was no sex outside of marriage for the most part, and why the Catholic Church was against contraception. Men took their sexual frustration and transmuted that energy into something that was creative and productive. If you ever do that as a man, you'll accomplish things that you thought were impossible. But suddenly they'll seem like an ordinary walk in the park, Kazansky, and you'll astonish yourself in the world. You'll feel horrible knowing that women robbed you of your potential for so long, and that all of society was there to convince you that it was the right thing to do to be with them. Hopefully you now know better than that. You see what happens to men that listen to my content and take it to heart. They become the ubermensch because they got rid of that wench. Once a man feels that freedom to accomplish almost anything that he wants, he's never going to want another woman in his life because he's going to start being a second-rate man all over again. He's going to lose respect for himself because he's going to abandon the great man he became. But just because a man is single doesn't mean he's going to plow all that extra effort that he would have plowed into a woman into something else. There are plenty of guys, I'd say the majority, that get lazy, and once they no longer have a woman in their life, they put their life on easy mode instead of putting their life on achievement mode and their grind. Most end up losing their will to live for some reason because they have a difficult time motivating themselves to get more in life. Got Bikes found his purpose, even if it was just making money and improving his financial picture so he could help out his kids and gain custody over them. Most guys are not that lucky, and the most common coaching question I get is, what do I do with my life now that I don't have a wife? One of the hardest jobs in life is to find purpose. Once you do and you put effort into it, it'll feel like you're not going to have to work another day in your life. But getting back to those Indian guys, I know many of them are very successful entrepreneurs. I just find it weird that not all of them put in the effort to succeed the old-fashioned way. I guess they just find people in North America gullible, and if you don't want to protect yourself, it's your fault for being taken advantage of. What also really pisses me off is that they don't see, or they don't seem to care, that the more they scam the people, the shorter the trust horizon in Western societies, and that eventually people won't be trusting them either. Then they won't have anyone to scam because people will be on guard all the time. I guess then they'll have to put their brains to work figuring out how to produce real value. I guess some people don't have the luxury of making an honest buck and are trying to grasp at dollars any which way they can. Maybe they need to learn from God Bikes, and instead of scamming folks so they can spend money on women, they should just stop chasing women and produce something useful to others. And the dollars will come in more than they ever have before. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that white hippie chicks get boinked by Indian guys, and they can't wait to smoke their bongs, if you know what I mean. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps women from trapping men in useless relationships so they never reach their full potential away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.